I hope everyone had an awesome feast. I know it has been a couple of weeks, but the memories and experience really do keep us going for a while. I used to get so excited about traveling aspect when I was younger. It was a big ordeal with my family of eight. We'd pack up the van and then another car and head out early on the road. And then I remember when our ranks thinned out and we were finally able to take a plane to the feast. It was a whole new experience. It was fun to see the world from way up high, and just a different perspective on things. But if you ever traveled on an airplane by yourself, it's a unique experience. All of a sudden, people are forced to be together for a long period of time. They start talking about their lives, hopes, dreams, often to complete strangers. More often than not, as disciples of Jesus, we can more easily get into a conversation about what we believe and the hope that we have within us. I'm sure there are a number of you out there that can relate to this. So although I love to talk about the feast and traveling, what I really want to talk about and encourage today is for us to really think about and examine, perhaps, why is it that there are certain situations, such as when we travel by plane, that we more easily talk about our faith? Secondly, what can we do to prepare ourselves to more easily get into those types of situations so that we can give our best in serving God in this way? Let's please turn to 1 Peter 3:15. This is a scripture that really encourages us to be ready to talk to anyone that asks us why we have the hope that we do. So 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. One very important part of this scripture is that we must have God really ingrained in our hearts. One of the reasons it's much easier to talk to a complete stranger about the feast, on the way to the feast, is because we are excited about it. That's all that we're thinking about. And at the feast, we had some very nice people that were working at our house that we were staying at. And one in particular started to ask questions about our religion. And all of us in the house were very eager to give answers and the defense for the hope that we had within us. We were at the feast. And it was what we had on our minds. So having God in our heart and mind really helps us more easily get into those type of situations where we can talk about our faith. Another reason why we can more easily get into a conversation about God on the plane is that we don't have anywhere else to go. We have time, and not only that, we know that we're not using up their time. Perhaps we can further boil this down to the fact that we don't want to come across as annoying. We don't want to step on toes. And then again, we may be judging someone else's heart incorrectly. So if you turn with me to 1 Samuel 16:7, and this is a verse that kind of talks about that. 1 Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see a man as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Perhaps if we didn't judge, we wouldn't skip over opportunities because we think we would just be wasting their time or ours. Then again, maybe we don't want to be put in the same category as those who cross the line and really force their beliefs on others. We especially don't want to come across as annoying to our coworkers or longtime friends, but where do we lie on that spectrum? Are we passing up on opportunities, however small or hard to see, that God is providing for us to really give that hope? This is something to think about and meditate on. One thing that we can do to encourage conversation about God is preparing ourselves for those questions or times. A few years ago, Mr. Davis from Portland was talking to a group of us at an activity down there. And he said something very interesting. He was talking about the concept of a sound bite. Soundbite is something that the media uses to try to grab people's attention. And we need to prepare in the same way to grab people's attention and encourage them to think or ask questions or even carry on a conversation with us. And each of us will do this in a different way because we all live in different subcultures, whether it be your high school group of friends or your coworkers at Microsoft. We all have these different cultures that we live in. Very often, though, for the younger people, that they have some of the most exposure. So I want to encourage the younger people to really think about those sound bites. But in each case, those sound bites are different. So it's something that we should really think about and meditate on. The question, though, is how can we better communicate some of our passion and excitement that we have about God's awesome truth? Furthermore, how can we best communicate the brilliance of God's plan and ultimately of His love for us? And of course, we must do this with meekness and fear. It's no easy task, but we certainly must try. And if we do and pray and study about it, God will certainly strengthen the weaker parts of our delivery or speech. The last point I want to make is that we need to think about what the overall culture that we live in is doing to our diligence with these matters. Overall, we live in a culture that is quite passive about belief and about the important questions. However, we also live in a culture that likes information and knowledge. We must be proactive, especially as we begin to see more and more the opportunities that God provides us. So please turn with me to Acts 8:27. And this is an example where Philip goes up to an important Ethiopian and is proactive. So 27. So he rose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, a great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had a charge of all her treasury, had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting on his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what are you reading?" He went up to him and just straight asked him, "What are you, do you understand what you're reading?" And sometimes we got to ask those kind of questions so we can start talking about it. But the Spirit led Philip in this case to do that. And if we're listening, we may find more opportunities like that. So I myself definitely fall in the passive category, but God has helped me quite a bit in the last year to have more opportunities to talk to people outside the church. Although you have no idea when God will work with those people you talk to, there's no doubt talking helps strengthen some of your own beliefs. Preparing or writing down your possible questions and answers will also do wonders to strengthen your own conviction. The most difficult thing that I find, though, is that at last extra little step to help give guidance on where to go to find more answers and follow up with them and talk again. And as for sources, there's always the Bible, of course, and then there's booklets in the magazine that the church prints. But nowadays, we also have one more very convenient option. You can point them to our website, the UCG website, and they can find a wealth of information there. For my last scripture, please turn to Matthew 5:14. Matthew 5:14-16. This is another really good scripture. "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." I hope that I have encouraged you today to think more about your role and responsibility to share and be lights to the world. Our good works not only include our actions, but include what we talk about and how we share it. So let us be brighter lights.